Laughing Buddha, and you are listening to the latest edition of the Scooter Diaries podcast, and we're doing laundry. I am recording this on Monday, December 24th at about 2:55 p.m. I finally got early release from work, and I am now home for the holiday. And as you know, there is no rest for the wicked. So Monday is wash day, come hell or high water. And that's what we do on Mondays. So we're doing our laundry. Don't worry, I'll get to fun stuff later. So it has been quite some time since I've done a little podcast for you. It's been extremely busy in my life, kind of more so than I would like it to be, but there you go. That's what's happening. So the last time I spoke with you, I think I was telling you that I was going to be on vacation. So my vacation started on Thanksgiving and proceeded to go through Sunday, December 9th, and I was back in the office on Monday, December 10th. So on Thanksgiving weekend, I flew out to Dayton, Ohio. I had a really nice time there visiting friends. And then I got back into town, and I went out for lunch. I did fun things. I slept in a lot, which was really nice, I can tell you. Getting enough sleep is a real important thing, and I kind of like that. So I did get a lot of sleep. I went out for lunch with friends, went to see a couple of movies, also went to the Minneapolis Institute of Arts, which is over in Minneapolis. I'm a member there, and they have a Chinese terracotta warrior exhibit that was going on, still going on, as a matter of fact. And so I went to see that, which was really amazing. It's about the first emperor of China, who was this dude who unified China through war, of course. And then when he took over as emperor, he basically started building his tomb. And I think you heard a lot about that, you know, all of these full-size horses and that sort of thing that were buried in this mammoth complex. I guess the original site is something like 20 kilometers in 20 square kilometers. That's a lot of space. And they've only uncovered, I think it's 6 pits. But it was really an interesting exhibit. But then things, you know, kind of got busy. I think you've heard me talk about my remodel project up in the attic. And I kind of wanted to have the drywall hung a lot sooner than it actually happened. But since I was using some friends to help me out and do this, it was, you know, I really can't complain. So it was like herding cats. So rather than doing the drywall at the beginning of vacation or in the middle of it, it ended up at the end. So on Wednesday, the 7th of December, I think it was, no, 6th. Anyway, that week, I started prepping for the drywall, and so I was working on it Wednesday, Thursday, and then Friday, my contractor and I went to the lumber yard and got 44 sheets of drywall, and that's how many we ended up hanging. We started early on Saturday morning, the 8th of December, and Basically, we worked for 10 straight hours on Saturday and then another 4 hours on Sunday. So it took us about 14 hours to hang all the drywall. And in the middle of that, we got the most amount of snow that we've had in about 2 years. So not only was I hanging drywall for 14 hours, I was also clearing snow multiple times on Sunday and also on Saturday while the snow came through. So it wasn't a lot of fun, and so way to go to kind of end a vacation on a high note. So since then, I went back into work, and it was like nothing got done while I was gone. It was very difficult. It took me the entire week to really catch up, and then another week to kind of clear out all of the backlog of stuff that needed to be done. So we are definitely feeling the pinch at work because working for a nonprofit, a lot of energy goes into fundraising for the end of the calendar year. So the membership management team has just been sending out email after email after email about gift memberships and end of year giving, and it really plays havoc with our team. And since one of my colleagues was promoted and we are not filling her position, it's been a real strain on our team. And so I'm hoping now that the year is winding down that hopefully work will not be so work-like, but I don't have a lot of hope for that. We do have a temp that is going to start later this week, which will be welcome, but then again, you're spending a lot of time training somebody who's only going to be there temporarily for about 2 months. So, yeah, work is work-like and very work. So, that's that. Let me see what else has been going on. Oh, yeah, also at work. Apparently, Toppy Smelly isn't the only one who has a mouse infestation problem. We also have one at work. And it was really kind of disgusting because I came back from being gone for 2 weeks and having to pick up mouse droppings and clean your desk. And we can't keep snacks in our desks anymore until this infestation is taken care of. And it's not a lot of fun. So, let me see, what else did I want to tell you about? The remodel project is going, the drywall is now hung, and it actually, I am not cut out for 14 hours of physical labor. You know, folks, I got it pretty cushy. I work in an office. I'm not a stranger to hard work. But hard, physical, demanding labor like that was really hard on my body. I have a frayed medial meniscus in my left knee that acts up every once in a while. I have to be very cognizant of how much use I'm making out of it. Well, it did not like 14 hours of drywall. And so for the last 2 weeks, I've been icing it and taking ibuprofen. Cutting way back on the amount of exercise that I normally get, which is not making me happy because, I like doing my daily walk. It helps me manage my stress. It always, it keeps me happier. So this has been a struggle, but I'm happy to report the last several days. I have been feeling much better in the knee department. And I'm also doing the finishing work in the drywall. I'm doing the taping and the mudding. And I haven't done that in about 20 years. I know I did a little bit of a stint back in college when I was working in the theater department. One of the technical directors also did some remodeling on the side, and I remember helping him on a couple of jobs to do drywall and finishing work. So, Fortunately, it's like riding a bicycle, so it's starting to come back and it's getting easier the more that I do it. But it's a big job, and let's see, I've probably got at least about 8 to 10 hours, and I'm still working on the first coat of the drywall, and I'll need to sand those, and then you have to do multiple coats, and then of course I'll be priming and painting as well. My contractor will then be taking care of the carpet installation and the trim and fixtures and electrical outlets and that sort of thing. And then we'd be done. So we're closing in on it. But I tell you, it's been a very expensive project. And well, my accounts and the bank are really feeling the impact of that. So let me see. That's about it. My plans for the holiday. I hope you've been enjoying the little Christmas specials that I've put together for you. I'm going to post the second part of the CBS Mystery Radio Theater production hosted by E.G. Marshall. And I'm going to do that tonight. So if you haven't heard that, you might want to go back the last 3 or 4 episodes or so. To listen to those Christmas specials. I really enjoyed putting them together. Another thing that happened during my vacation is my little netbook computer that I've used to produce the show went on the fritz, and I basically broke down and decided, well, to hell with it. I'm going to get a computer that I actually like that's going to work. And I went out and I got a 13-inch MacBook Air, which I am absolutely loving. It's making the production of the show a lot easier and not as much time putting the shows together. So hopefully, you'll be hearing more of me in the new year. Well, that's about it. I'm going to be spending Christmas Eve just kind of relaxing and unwinding. Tomorrow during Christmas Day, I will be spending with friends. I have to go to the airport and pick up a friend who's going to be in town from Boston. And we're just going to relax. And then it's back to work on Wednesday, the 26th. Thursday, December 27th, is my birthday. So if you'd like to wish me a happy birthday, you can do so. You can write to me at thescooterdiaries@gmail.com. You can also follow me on Twitter as the Laughing Buddha. That's LaughingBuddha. You can also call my listener line if you like at area code 612-56-SCOOT. That's area code 612-567-2668. Thank you very much for taking the time to listen to this. I hope it wasn't too boring. Hopefully you'll hear more of me. I might do kind of a end of the year sort of looking back on the year in review of the Scooter Diaries and what I might be doing in 2013. So you can stay tuned for that. For those of you that celebrate, I want to wish you a very Merry Christmas. And those who don't, well, enjoy the holiday and make it your own. And make it the best. And until next time, do take care, and I will talk to you soon. Bye.